Hi, this is Philip LaCroix Jr. with God's Anointed Now Generation. We are bringing you a powerful podcast from Victor Alvarez La Puente. As you listen, we pray that you will be encouraged, inspired, and envisioned through this life-changing message. You can also visit us at www.vogang.com. God bless.
We have a great time, and I tell you what, God is doing some powerful things here in our church, Victory Hours. Can somebody say amen? All right, grab your Bibles. We're going to jump right into it. Turn to the book of Ruth. Starting in verse 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife named Naomi, and the names of the two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judea, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah, the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When she had heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-laws, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness to you as you have shown to your dead and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." And then she kissed them, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? And am I going to have any more sons? Who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." At this, they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." Verse 16. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, just for this entire day, God. Have you been speaking to our hearts, speaking to our lives? And I pray once again, God, that you begin to just speak to all of us, God. I pray that you would give me the grace to preach your word, Father. And I pray that you would anoint every person here tonight, that lives will be changed, encouraged, challenged. I pray, God, that not one person will leave the same. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen and amen. Before you're seated, shake three hands and tell them to pick it up. Here we have a story, and I just read just a few verses there in chapter 1, but I'm going to be using the whole story of Ruth. And it's a great, great story. It's very profound, it's very poetic, and if it was nowadays, if it was a book that just came out nowadays, Disney will make a movie into it. That's how great it is. It just starts from nothing, from somebody that's a nobody, to eventually becoming a somebody. And we pick it up here in verse 1, where a famine arose in Bethlehem. A famine arose in Bethlehem, and Elimelech and Naomi leaves Bethlehem to Moab, a foreign city, and actually a heathen city. And that famine that took place, where there's no food, there was nothing to be provided for their family. And tonight, famine to us, as far as representing the life's hardships that sometimes that we encounter famines in our lives, meaning we encounter life's hardships, that nobody's exempt from life's hardships. Nobody's exempt from the trials and the storms and things that come our way, that, hey, every now and then we go through a famine. Every now and then we go through a famine in our life. But Elimelech, what he did during that famine, during his life's hardship, he leaves his hometown hoping for things to get better, hoping for things to get better elsewhere. But in actuality, things got worse. And that goes to show you, many people, when they look at that, that goes to show you that when people are going through life's hardships, but yet they're in the will of God and they leave the will of God, all of a sudden, man, things begin to go wrong. Things begin to not go as they thought they would. Things don't go as they thought according to plan. And all of a sudden, that's what happened to Naomi's family before. And within 10 years, Naomi loses not only her husband, but also she loses her two sons. And she makes a statement. She makes a statement later on there in the book of Ruth where she says, I went out full, but I came back empty. There was a famine, but yet I was still blessed. I was going through life's hardships, but yet somehow I still was blessed by God. In the midst of her famine, in the midst of the hardships that she was facing there in Bethlehem, she still had her husband and her children. But now, as they left and they're in the city of Moab, now she has nothing. Now she has no family. Now she has her husband died. Her two sons died. And isn't it amazing how we cannot know how much we're blessed because we're going through a famine? That we take for granted what we have until we lose it. We take for granted the things that we have in our life, our family, our loved ones, our church, until we lose them. And that's what happened with Naomi. She when she left, even though she was going through life's hardships, yet she still had her family. She still had her husband. She still had her sons. And even though us as Christians, we go through the famine, we go through the fire, we go through trials, we go through storms, we need to remember that, hey, at least we still got our salvation. We still got the blessings of God. We still got our family. We still got, hey, things together. Not everything may not be all right as it may seem to be, but at least I still got my wife. I still got my kids. I still got things as far as according to my family. And so now we have three women that have one thing in common. They have one thing in common, these three women, and that's hurt and pain. Isn't it funny how commonality brings people together, right? Especially people that were using drugs. They come from different backgrounds, but yet because of the fact that they had a commonality of using drugs, heroin, doesn't matter what side of the street you came on, doesn't matter what you look like, no matter how much money you made or what